Shalom Aleichem, everybody. We continue our discussion of a typical day in the Beis HaMikdash by going through the Mishnayos in Maseches Tamid, and we have come to the beginning of the second Perek in Maseches Tamid. The Mishnah tells us that after Trumas HaDeshen has taken place, after some of the ashes are removed from the top of the Mizbeach, as we discussed in the last FMM, as soon as that Kohen comes down from the Mizbeach with those ashes, the other Kohanim who had been waiting in the Beit Tamokade run to the Kiyor. They also spiritually wash their hands and feet at the Kiyor, and then they go to the top of the Mizbeach, and they begin arranging the Mizbeach, getting it ready for the next day's Avoda. And in order to speak clearly and to learn about what happens next, we need to talk for a couple of minutes about the top of the Mizbeach. We will speak, Emir Tzashem, in future FMMs about the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, and certainly about the Mizbeach, but for now, I want to focus on what happens on top of the Mizbeach, because that is the next thing that happens in a typical day in the Beis HaMikdash. When people think about the Mizbeach, people tend to think that there is one fire on top of the Mizbeach, but in reality, there are three different fires on top of the Mizbeach, and we will speak about each one of those three. But first, let's get oriented. Together with this FMM, I have sent a diagram of the Beis HaMikdash with a couple of notes, so you may want to follow along with that diagram as we do a quick overview. So here's the overview. When you walk up the ramp, the kevesh, when you walk up the ramp of the outer Mizbeach, remember, the inner Mizbeach does not have a ramp. When you walk up the 32 amos long ramp of the outer Mizbeach, you are walking north. The Beis HaMikdash is to your left, to the west, and the entrance to the Azara is to your right, to the east. I'll also add that when you walk up the ramp, the Beit HaMoked and the Lishkas HaGazis, which we've discussed in previous FMMs, the Beit HaMoked and the Lishkas HaGazis are in front of you. And we have said in the past that the Beit HaMoked and the Lishkas HaGazis are to the north of the Beis HaMikdash. So again, when you walk up the ramp of the outer Mizbeach, you are walking north. And the first fire you encounter is the Ma'aracha HaGedola, the main fire on the Mizbeach, the fire where all of the Korbanos are consumed. No other fire on the Mizbeach burns Korbanos. And the Ma'aracha HaGedola is set up and arranged every morning as part of the Avoda of the Korban Tamid, and we will discuss that soon, Emir Tzashem. So as you walk up the Mizbeach, the Ma'aracha HaGedola, the main fire, is on the near right side of the Mizbeach, the southeastern corner of the Mizbeach. That is one fire on top of the Mizbeach. Another fire on the Mizbeach is on the near left side of the Mizbeach, the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach, and this fire is the Ma'areches HaKtores, the fire of the Ketores. Now, this is not where the Ketores, where the incense is burned. As we will see, Ketores is only burned on the inner Mizbeach, the Mizbeach inside the Beis HaMikdash. But in order to burn the Ketores, you need fire. And the inner Mizbeach does not have a fire of its own. The fire that is used on the inner Mizbeach to burn the Ketores is taken from this fire, the Ma'areches HaKetores, the fire on the outer Mizbeach. That is the second fire. And there is a third fire. As you walk north up the ramp of the Mizbeach, you see this fire on the far left corner of the Mizbeach, the northwestern corner of the Mizbeach. This fire is called the Ma'areches HaTamid, or the Eish Tamid. This is a fire that is not used for anything other than to be a continual fire, must be going at all times. It's a mitzvah from Parashas Tzav in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra in Perek Vav. Parenthetically, I'll say that many shuls have a ner tamid, a continual light in the shul to reproduce the ma'areches ha-tamid or the eish tamid on the mizbeach. So those are the three fires on top of the mizbeach: the ma'aracha ha-gedola, the main fire on the mizbeach where the korbanos are burned; the ma'areches ha-ketores, the fire for the ketores; and the ma'areches ha-tamid or the eish tamid, the continual fire on the mizbeach. And we will discuss each of these transpires in detail in Yitzhak Hashem. However, before we conclude, there is one more thing on top of the Mizbeach, which we must discuss, and which we will discuss in the future as well, Amir Tzashem, and that is the Tapuach. The Tapuach is a large pile of ashes and other things that came from korbanos that have already been burned on the Mizbeach. The word Tapuach means an apple. But the word tapuach comes from the word nefach, an area, an expanded, enlarged area. And this pile, this tapuach, is indeed tafuach. It is enlarged. It is like a round apple, full of ashes and other things from earlier korbanos on the mizbeach, from the day before and from days before. In the last FMM, when we discussed Trumas HaDeshen and we said that the Kohen takes some ashes from the top of the Mizbeach, it is from here, from the Tapuach, that he takes those ashes. There's much more to say about the Tapuach, and we will discuss it and the fires in the future, Mirtz Hashem. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Mirtz Hashem, I will see you next time at the Mikdash.